91X News.
It is 5 degrees and cloudy at 12 o'clock from the QNET Newsroom. Good afternoon. I'm Brock Armand. The Quinte Home Builders Association lobbied at Belleville City Council Monday night to keep development charge increases down. A report delivered at council recommends that Belleville raise development charges to build an urban home in Belleville by nearly $1,800. But home builders say they think that's too much, and they only want charges to increase by $700. The Builders Association President, Gord McCready, says increases will pass on to new home buyers.
We just feel that it just takes away from affordable housing. That's what we're trying to build in Belleville, is affordable housing. Each increase they do, it just increases the cost of the house.
City Council is scheduled to vote on the issue at their meeting next week. 8 months into his criminal trial, Senator Mike Duffy is taking the witness stand to testify in his own defense. The embattled senator, a former member of the Conservative Caucus, has pleaded not guilty to 31 criminal charges stemming from his travel, office, and housing claims. His testimony begins after the Crown formally rested its long case earlier today. Duffy has always said he was looking forward to testifying and clearing his name. Prime Minister Justin Trudeau says First Nations are the past, present, and future keepers of our land. Trudeau received standing ovations this morning as he addressed the Assembly of First Nations meeting in Gatineau, Quebec.
It is time for a renewed nation-to-nation relationship with First Nations peoples. One that understands that the constitutionally guaranteed rights of First Nations in Canada are not an inconvenience, but a sacred obligation.
Trudeau vowed to study the issue of missing and murdered Aboriginal women to improve education for Native children and to lift the 2% cap on funding for First Nations programs. Donald Trump is ruffling feathers again, this time with a call for a total and complete shutdown of Muslims entering the U.S. Reporter Tom Rivers in London says Trump's comments are not going over well in Britain.
Trump's call for Muslims to be barred from entering America has been slammed by Prime Minister David Cameron as something that divides people. The British leader adds the comments are unhelpful and are quite simply wrong. Speaking to a regular media briefing, Cameron's spokeswoman declined to say whether Trump's comments might lead to him being barred from entry to the UK under hate speech laws here.
The idea was quickly condemned by nearly all of Trump's rival GOP candidates for president. A privately sponsored Syrian refugee family has arrived in British Columbia. Well-wishers greeted the family with toys, balloons, and winter clothing as they arrived at Vancouver Airport last evening. The family had been living in a refugee camp in Lebanon and is being sponsored by Richmond's Peace River Mennonite Church. They went down the road of radicalization. That's what we're learning today about the couple that carried out a terror attack in San Bernardino, California last week.
The FBI still has not found any evidence that Syed Farouk and Tashfeen Malik were working with any terrorist group. But one thing is clear, says the FBI's David Bowditch.
Both subjects were radicalized and have been for quite some time.
He says right now they don't know how they radicalized, if somebody was influencing them, if she influenced her husband, or if they did it together online. Alex Stone, ABC News, San Bernardino, California.
Russia's foreign ministry has voiced concern about the reported bombing of a Syrian army camp without addressing a U.S. claim that Russia was responsible for the incident. The Syrian government blamed aircraft from a U.S.-led coalition for targeting the army camp in the eastern city of Deir el-Zor on Sunday night, killing 3 Syrian soldiers and wounding 13. The U.S. denied the claim, and a senior U.S. official military speaking on condition of anonymity because he wasn't authorized to discuss the issue publicly said Monday Washington was certain it was a Russian airstrike that hit the camp. Without commenting on the U.S. claim, Russia's foreign ministry on Tuesday said it has a serious concern about reports of the coalition strike in Deir el-Zor. It says the incident was rooted in the U.S.-led coalition's reluctance to coordinate with Damascus on its campaign against the Islamic State group. The price of oil just keeps on falling, and it's now at its lowest point since early 2009. Crude was trading this morning at $37.49 U.S. a barrel. That's weighing on energy stocks on both Bay and Wall Streets and sending stock markets lower once again today. And finally, a new study may settle an old-age argument in the battle of the sexes. Karen Chase has more.
your husband is right. This time, men do have a better sense of direction than women. A Norwegian study found men's navigational skills are more effective, and they get to their destinations faster because they use a different part of their brains. Researchers found that men get their bearings by heading in a general direction, while women use landmarks, such as taking a right at the hair salon. They also believe hormones play a role after finding some women given a drop of testosterone under their tongues were better able to orient themselves. Karen Chase, ABC News.
And that's QNET News on 91X to 1207. Sports is next.
Are you looking for some excitement? Well, Quinty Bowl is the place for you because when the big lights go out, the fun begins with Rockin' Bowl. Every Friday and Saturday night, starting at 9:30, the live DJ cranks up the great music and turns on the party lights. And it's fully licensed. Looking for something for the whole family? Quinty Bowl has your back with Laser Bowl with the same great lights and music every Saturday night from 7 till 9. Whether out with the family or friends, Quinty Bowl is the place to be. Highway 62, just north of Walmart, call 967-BOWL or like them on Facebook.
Good afternoon. I'm Brock Herman with QNET Sports. The Ottawa Senators continue a four-game road trip tonight when they face the Florida Panthers. The Sens open the trip with a 4-1 loss to the New York Rangers. The Calgary Flames look for their third win in a row, meanwhile, and they host the San Jose Sharks. The once-soaring Sharks have hit a rough patch of late with losses in four of their last five games. Also tonight, the Toronto Maple Leafs are at home to New Jersey. And in the NHL last night, Nashville got by Boston 3-2, Colorado edged Minnesota 2-1 in overtime, and Vancouver took down Buffalo 5-2. Bancroft native Victoria Halloran has been named to the upcoming Under-18 Women's World Hockey Championships. The 17-year-old Halloran is a defenseman with Whitby of the Provincial Women's Hockey League. The World Under-18s will be played in St. Catharines from January 8th to the 15th. Michael Vick is heading to the Pennsylvania State House to lobby legislators on a bill that would help protect pets left in hot cars. Vick was a star quarterback for the NFL's Atlanta Falcons when he pleaded guilty in 2007 to being part of a dogfighting ring and ended up serving 21 months in prison. He's now a backup quarterback for the Pittsburgh Steelers. A Vick spokesman says he plans to meet with Democratic lawmakers Tuesday about legislation nicknamed the Pets in Cars Bill. It would allow first responders to break into cars to rescue dogs and cats in distress without fear of being held liable for damages. Since his 2009 release from prison, Vic has worked on a number of animal rights issues. A judge in South Africa has ruled that Oscar Pistorius can remain in his uncle's mansion while he awaits sentencing for murdering his girlfriend, Reva Steenkamp. 5 days ago, an appeals court convicted the double amputee Olympian of murdering his girlfriend. Judge Aubrey Lead Waba gave details on the terms of his house arrest in Pretoria.
The accused submit to the house arrest and may leave the house between 7 o'clock in the morning and 12 o'clock midday.
Pistorius shot Steenkamp through the door of a toilet cubicle in his home early on Valentine's Day 2013. Prosecutors said he killed her after an argument. Pistorius said he killed her by mistake, thinking there was an intruder in his house. And finally, a Dodgers-Reds trade has been put on hold while Major League Baseball looks into charges against all-star reliever Aroldis Chapman. ABC News reporter Ryan Burrow has the details.
Strikeout to start the night.
Cuban-born flamethrower Aroldis Chapman is one of the most dangerous men on the mound.
99 to make it on.
He's made four straight all-star teams and holds Major League Baseball's record with a 106-mile-an-hour pitch.
He's just getting loose.
But a trade that would send him to the Dodgers is on hold while the league looks into allegations he choked his girlfriend and fired eight shots during an argument at his Florida home in October. He was questioned but never arrested. Major League Baseball tells Yahoo Sports it is investigating the incidents under its new domestic violence policy. Ryan Burrow, ABC News.
And that is it for sports. You can send us your team or league scores by emailing qnetnewsdesk@gmail.com. The forecast for Belleville today, mainly cloudy with a high of +4. For tonight, again, mainly cloudy and a low of +1. And tomorrow, more of the same, mainly cloudy with a high of 7. At 12:11, it is 5 degrees. QNET News on the air on 91X and online at qnetnews.ca. Remember to follow us on Twitter and to like us on Facebook. I'm Brock Herman. News on 91X is next at 1.